Okay. I call to order the meeting of the Berkeley Lake City Council on May 18th, 2023. And note for the voice record that all of our city council members are here. Our city administrator and city attorney are here. Our advisor from the Atlanta Regional Commission is here, and two members of the public have joined us. Do I hear a motion regarding the agenda as it's been presented?
I move to accept the agenda as submitted.
Do I hear a second?
I second the motion.
Okay, Rodney moves and Chip seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. Alrighty, tonight we have the beginning of our comprehensive plan update. The lady that I mentioned just a minute ago is Kristen Allen from the ARC, the Atlanta Regional Commission, who is going to outline the process for us and let the public know how we are beginning this process.
Good evening, Mayor and Council members, and thank you for having me tonight. I'm here to talk about the City of Berkeley Lake Comprehensive Plan Update. And this is the first public hearing of two public hearings that we will have, in addition to a public meeting. And my name is Kristen Allen, and I'm a senior planner with the Atlanta Regional Commission. And the Atlanta Regional Commission assists any city or county government that wishes for assistance with their comprehensive plan update with that. So I'll be the contact person for this process for the ARC to assist and facilitate the meetings and to put the final plan together. So first, just to go over why we plan in general. So every city and county does a comprehensive plan update every 5 years, and this is to prepare for the future, to provide for public health, safety, and welfare, to build community, to minimize weaknesses and enhance strengths, to accommodate present needs, and to anticipate change. A background of the ARC Comprehensive Planning Services: the primary role is to coordinate the regional and state comprehensive plan reviews. Before 2012, major updates were required every 10 years with a minor update every 5 years. And the local planning rules were fairly complex. They were very data heavy, and it was more of a one size fits all with three deliverables. And it was very challenging and expensive for cities and counties to do this update. This has been changed, and the rules were revised by the DCA, or Department of Community Affairs, in 2012. And the ARC's primary role is just to provide assistance if requested, but the updates are now every 5 years. So a full update happens every 5 years. There's an emphasis now on flexibility, more customization and usability depending on the city or county. And there are some required elements, and then there's a menu of optional elements, and it's more simplified. So on the next slide, there are the required elements, which are in yellow, and these are required for every city or county update. It is a updated vision and goals statement, an updated needs and opportunities, a community work program, which is a program for the next 5 years of what will be accomplished in the community, and a broadband update. So those are the required elements. And then there are some elements below that that are required for some areas. And for Berkeley Lake, we will be required to do a land use update, a transportation update, and a housing update. So the elements requiring the update every 5 years are, as I mentioned, are the needs and opportunities, the broadband, the land use. There is a report of accomplishments that kind of feeds into the community work plan that we'll be updating, and that new community work program. And the items will be noted as underway or postponed in the report of accomplishments, and those can be moved into the community work program if they're still underway. And then any brand new items that are desired will be moved into the community work program. And again, that will be kind of a step-by-step guide for the next 5 years. And the regional commissions are required to assist with goals, needs and opportunities, broadband, and that community work program. But the ARC will actually assist with other elements as well, such as the housing and transportation and the land use. So our tentative schedule, we are at the initial public hearing, and I'll go ahead and just briefly describe this, what this public hearing is for. The first required public hearing must be held at the inception of the local planning process. The purpose of this hearing is to brief the community on the process to be used to develop the plan, opportunities for public participation in development of the plan, and to obtain input on the proposed planning process. Once public comments have been addressed, the community may begin the process of developing the plan. So we are at the point right now where this is the official kickoff of this planning process. And if you go to the next timeline, we can go through the different elements of the process. So we are at the initial public hearing with the city, and I've actually already completed a site visit and a tour of Berkeley Lakes. So I understand kind of some of the challenges and things that we'll be most likely discussing in the steering committee meetings. The first steering committee meeting will be held on the 31st of this month, and that will be followed by a public meeting, which will give the public a chance to come and give input on just different topics that have arisen, and then we'll have a second steering committee meeting. There also will be a public input survey online, and so all of the public in Berkeley Lake will be encouraged to fill out that survey and to provide their input on different topics. Once we gather in all of the steering committee comments, the public inputs, those will be combined into a finalized plan. And that will be done in September. And then in October, we will schedule a work session for the council to be able to review and the public to be able to see the finalized plan. And then there will be the second public hearing. And then the deadline for adoption is February 29th of next year. Thank you very much. Are there any questions about the planning process for the comprehensive plan update?
Anybody have a question? Okay, do we have any comments from the public about this? No? Okay. All right.
Well, thank you, and I look forward to working with you all.
Thank you.
Appreciate your attendance tonight very much. Okay, moving on to the consent agenda. I would note for the voice record the following three items: the minutes of April 20th, 2023 council meeting, the financial statements from March 2023 unaudited. Under finance, the authorization to establish a money market account at Ameris Bank for receipt of the 2023 SPLOST program funds. Do I hear a motion regarding the consent agenda?
I make a motion to approve all items on the consent agenda.
Do I hear a second?
I second that motion.
Rebecca moves and Scott seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. Under old business, Lee, would you talk to us please about the budget amendment?
Yes, ma'am. O-23-246 is a housekeeping measure to identify a final status of expenses and revenues for 2022. Staff requests that the council adopt the 2022 budget amendment.
Do I hear a motion to that effect?
I make a motion to adopt O-23-246, an ordinance to amend the budget for the year 2022 to repeal conflicting ordinance to provide for an effective date and for other purposes.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
Bob moves, Rodney seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. Under new business, the proposed animal ordinance amendment. Lee, would you speak to us about that, please?
Yes, ma'am. O-23-247 amends Chapter 10 Animals to prohibit keeping livestock in the city. When the city adopted the Gwinnett County Animal Ordinance in 2015, the prior prohibition that had been in place actually since about 2006 was inadvertently omitted, and livestock regulations defaulted to those contained in the county's ordinance. To restore the prohibition that had been in place prior to the 2015 amendment, staff prepared this change and request the council put the ordinance on first read.
Do I hear a motion to that effect?
I'd like to make a motion to place O-23-247, ordinance to prohibit keeping livestock in the city, to repeal conflicting ordinances, and to provide for an effective date and for other purposes on first read.
Do I hear a second?
I second the motion.
Okay, Scott moves, Chip seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Are you voting or are you asking to discuss?
I just have a question. I was wondering if Lee, you would speak to the impact of this, should it go through full passage, on any existing properties in the city.
So for any existing properties, I guess it's a question as to, you know, which properties we're talking about, but I know that we are concerned about a specific property that may have livestock currently, and that has had livestock for many years, was annexed into the city having livestock. The prohibition that prohibited livestock was in place when that property was annexed and that property was allowed to continue having livestock. So I don't see this having an impact.
I
believe that use would continue to be permitted as what we consider a non-conforming grandfathered use, even if these were to be enacted. So essentially this is
grandfathered
to some extent housekeeping, and it really shouldn't change anything. It's you know, the things that have been allowed because they were happening for many, many years will be allowed to continue. And we are just reinstating something that we unintentionally got rid of when we adopted a change in 2015.
So this is not intended to change an existing use?
That's correct.
Okay.
Any other discussion? Okay, we have, did y'all make the motion yet?
We did.
I think you did, yeah. Okay. All right, and Lee, was there anything else you wanted to say?
I don't believe so. Okay. I think we just need to call.
All right, then all in favor, please. Thank you, that's unanimous, and it is passed on to first read. All right, when we get over, to public safety.
I think we've got another.
There's another new business.
The zoning ordinance.
Yes, the zoning ordinance. Okay, Lee, would you speak to us about that, please?
Yes. O-23-248 is a housekeeping measure to amend certain sections of the zoning ordinance to comply with the recently passed state law, House Bill 1405. The changes relate to variance notice, appeals procedure, and procedures for certain types of rezonings. Staff is requesting that you place the ordinance on first read and call for a public hearing to be held on June 15th, 2023.
Okay, do I hear such a motion?
I make a motion to place O-23-248, an ordinance to amend various sections of the zoning ordinance pursuant to HB 1405, including changes to variance notice requirements, variance appeals, and certain rezoning procedures to repeal conflicting ordinances to provide for an effective date and for other purposes on first read, and to hold a public hearing regarding the amendment on June 15th, 2023 at 8 o'clock p.m.
Do I hear a second?
I second that motion.
Okay, Rebecca moves, Bob seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Okay, that's unanimous. Public safety, Lee, would you talk to us about the city marshal vehicle, please?
Yes, the 2015 Ford Explorer Marshal's vehicle was recently replaced with the 2022 Ford F-150. Staff requests that council ratify the expenditures of the vehicle and vehicle wrap that were purchased with ARPA funds.
Okay, do I hear such a motion?
I move to ratify the expenditures for the Marshall vehicle and associated items in the amount of $51,288.96 purchased with ARPA funds.
Do I hear a second?
I second that.
Okay, Rodney moves and Scott seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Okay, that's unanimous. Do we have any public comments? No? Okay, then I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Do I hear a second?
No, I second that motion.
Okay, Chip moves and Bob seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous, and we are adjourned.
You had to do that year after year.